Well-Trained Mind Press presents Who in the World Was a Forgotten Explorer? The Story of Amerigo Vespucci, written by Laureen Lambert, read by Jim Weiss.
Who in the World Was the Forgotten Explorer? The Story of Amerigo Vespucci, written by Laureen Lambert, illustrations by Jed Mickle. This recording is read by Jim Weiss and is copyright 2008 by Peace Hill Press. Chapter 1. A New Route to the Indies. Hundreds of years ago, the great Italian city of Florence was very dark at night. No street lamps or billboards cast up their glow. No floodlights shone down on baseball fields. When the sky grew dusky, the streets filled with shadows, and the bustling city noises disappeared. The river Arno reflected the stars overhead as it flowed past the lamp-lit houses. In a mansion close to the river, a boy named Amerigo leaned out from his window, tipping his head back to look at the stars. He loved the night sky. His uncle Giorgio had taught him to see the patterns that the stars made, the constellations. Uncle Giorgio showed Amerigo how they moved and wheeled through the sky as the seasons changed. He told Amerigo how the sailors in their ships, far out on the ocean sea, could use the stars to steer toward land. "Amerigo!" his uncle's voice called. He pulled his head back through the window and looked across the room to the table where Uncle Giorgio sat. A large map was spread before him in the pool of light made by a flickering candle. He beckoned Amerigo to his side.
"Look at this," he said. "What do you see?"
Amerigo walked over and leaned his elbows on the table, studying the map. It was like many others he had looked at. There were three large areas of land, which were the continents of Europe, Asia, and Africa, with the ocean sea surrounding them like a large blue band. But in most maps, the sea was filled with drawings of fantastic beasts, half man and half fish. This map had no drawings. There were only pictures of the land and the sea, with long straight lines going up, down, and across. The lines divided the whole paper into little squares.
"Do you remember Paolo Toscanelli?" asked Uncle Giorgio.
Amerigo nodded. Signor Toscanelli was an old...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?